The Raining of the Shoe. What, please? Quiet! Welcome. Welcome, new potential candidate citizens of this unusual kingdom, Yidamuk Yelp. Or I should have said, two kingdoms. The very, very poor lowlands and the very, very rich highlands. We are at this moment in the Highland Fortress. Now, right. You have all come here from far and wide, across the sea on a favourable tide, over mountains looking for a better life for you and your loved ones, to escape from war, greed and hunger, but you have been misinformed. Fake news! You have been trumped! Yes, yes, I hear you. I hear your disappointment. Life sucks, does it not? I know, but everything could change if you have this. You cannot enter without this. This is the System D trump card. Now, would you please take out your trump cards and hold them up so that I can see them? Ah, oh dear, nobody. With this System D trump card, you may do as you want, say what you want, send messages via all the social medias, smoke signals, Pony Express, Pigeon Post, etc., etc. Oh, and kill who you want. But if you do not possess this card, you cannot come in. Thank you, Edo. You can save your wagging tongue. What I am about to say to you, and especially to that man sitting at the back. Yes, you. Yes, you, my dear. At the rear. Can't you hear? Yes, you. Pay attention. That man, trying his hardest but failing miserably not to captivate my attention by becoming red-faced. Oh, miserably miserable. Oh, yes, red-faced and abysmal. Indeed he is. Indeed you are. Look, look. There he is. Ha, ha, ha. Could you please not interfere, Edo? I am trying to explain to this condemned lowlife the story of this place we call Yidamuk Yelp. Citizens, then pray silence for my lady, sorceress Nia Sigam. Once upon a very, very long time ago, there existed two kingdoms, Yidamuk and Yelp. They had learned to live in total harmony with each other. Oh, total harmony. The people of Yidamuk, under the rule of good King Nodrog, were famous bodacious horsemen. Oh, bodacious. That is, what does bodacious mean exactly? It means admirable, audacious, courageous, and dramatic. Oh. You could often see them galloping across the Yidamuk prairies, hunting wild boar and deer. It was a marvellous sight to see. So what went wrong, my lady? The son of King Nodrog, Prince Percy Poudra, brutally murdered him and proclaimed himself King of Yidamuk. It was then that King Pudra started beating the living shit out of the Yalp kingdom. Oh yes, the people from Yalp were not schooled in the art of warcraft. Why didn't you kill Pudra, my lady? Because I wanted him to experience a long period of suffering. So I decided to separate the two kingdoms. I decided to put the Yalp kingdom up here, where we are now, and the Yidmok kingdom down there. So in fact, my lady, the people who live down there are suffering because of Pudra's wickedness. Do you not think that a little unfair? Do you not think that you should reevaluate the situation? No, I do not. Are you questioning my judgment? Oh, no, my lady. Never would I do such a thing. Good. Before I leave you, is there anyone here that would like to be turned into a toad? Oh, yes. She is so talented, a veritable magic maker. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Nia Sigam. Will you refrain from speaking, Ido, or it will be you who will be turned into a toad? Oh, I much prefer to be turned into a hamster with chubby cheeks. So be it. Not another word, I promise you, my lady. Good. Now, is there anyone here present who would like the person sitting next to them turned into a toad? Yes, madam. Him? A moneylender. Ido, we have a moneylender in our midst. Shame on you, sir. What is a moneylender? Ladies and gentlemen, girls, boys, and Jean-Claude, it gives me immense pleasure in turning a moneylender into a toad. Now, I must warn you that you must never try this at home, unless it is your wife's or husband's mother, of course. It could be catastrophic, cataclysmic. Gobblewocks, smelly socks, nicky wicky woo. Green and spiny toads are slimy, money collectors too. Get out of the road, here comes a toad.
Jean-Claude?